Vabmitsir chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Eli Devarim Sha'enem Aina. The following are not subject to the law of overcharging. The law of not overcharging more than a sixth does not apply at all to the following. And what are they? Avadim, slaves, Vashtaros, bonds, Vakarkios, land, and Vahikdashos, temple property. So if you're involved in buying or selling any one of those things, the law of overcharging by six does not apply. And why? So he brings it over here. The verse in the Torah says, if you sell something to your neighbor or buy something from your neighbor's hand, you shall not wrong one another. Meaning, that's where we learn out. You're not allowed to charge more than a six. But also we learn out from the verse all of these things. So from your neighbor's hand, literally, it's got to be something that's movable. It can't be immovable property. Slaves are also considered immovable property, and that's what doesn't apply to slaves. Bonds, because it says if you sell something, meaning you've got to sell something. A bond is just like a note of indebtedness that you're transacting on. So that's not considered something proper. And temple property, because it says you shall not defraud one another. The temple is not one of you. It's not one another. And therefore, the Torah restricts this from applying to all of that. Logic, I don't know. Gezeiros HaKasuv, maybe, that it's just a decree of the Torah. But those four things, if you're transacting on them, the law of overcharging and defrauding does not apply. Not only doesn't it apply, but while we're learning that, says the Mishnah, Einlam Tashlum Mekeifel Velo Tashlum Mi'Abra Chamisha. The laws, if you steal one of these things, you don't pay back double or four or five, as the case may be. That also doesn't apply. And we learned it out from verses. We're not going to go into those, but also learned out from Torah verses. Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. Also for these things, a Shomer Chinam, meaning an unpaid custodian, doesn't take an oath. So if these things are lost or stolen, normally he would have to take an oath that he was not negligent in looking after them. For these things he doesn't take an oath. The law doesn't apply to him. And Venoise Sachar Eino Mashalem. And a paid custodian, he would normally, if they were lost or stolen, he would normally have to pay back, right? He doesn't have to pay back for these things. Also learned out from Torah verses. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shichai Bachreisan, Yaishlem Oina, Usha'enacha Barchosim Einlem Oina. Says Rabbi Shimon that sacrifices for which one is responsible, meaning if someone took an oath, I'm going to accept upon myself to bring a sacrifice. Doesn't designate a particular animal. He just takes upon himself to bring an animal. And then after that, he finds an animal. And then the animal acquires a defect. So now he's going to sell the animal, right? So the law of fraud does apply to that, according to Rabbi Shimon. And why? Because it's the owner's property, not the temple property. Until they actually bring it up, it's the owner's property. But in the other case where he says this animal I'm going to bring as a sacrifice, now it becomes temple property. And therefore, if there's fraud with that animal, if it develops a blemish and he sells it at a fraudulent price, the law of fraud doesn't apply because it's not considered his property. It's considered temple property. And as we've just said, the law of oina doesn't apply to temple property. So that's according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Moichai Sefer Torah, Bahema umargilis ein lahem oina, says Rabbi Yehuda, the other things which the law of fraud, overcharging, etc., doesn't apply to. What are they? A Torah scroll, an animal, and pearls. So why? Because a Torah scroll is like priceless. I mean, you can't really put a value on a Torah scroll. So there's no such really thing as overcharging. An animal, he says, because often people will be willing to pay more for an animal because they're trying to match it up with another animal. For example, if it's an ox and they're going to use it for plowing, they'll very often look for a similar ox. So it may be worth more to him, and therefore he's willing to pay more for it, says Rabbi Yehuda. And so to pearls, a beautiful pearl, so a person, you know, stringing them together, he's putting them in jewelry, he might like that particular pearl more than actually what it's worth. For him it may be more valuable, and therefore he might be willing to pay more. So says Rabbi Yehuda, overcharging doesn't apply to these things. Amru Loi, the sages said to him, Loi Amru Ela Es Elu. No, say the sages, they disagree with him. Only what we said above, slaves, bonds, lands, and temple property do not come under the law of fraud. Everything else comes under the law of fraud, even these things you've just listed, Rabbi Yehuda. And it brings it at the end of here in the Karti that the law is in accordance with the opinion of the sages. So the law of overcharging would apply to Torah scrolls, animals and pearls.